Good morning and welcome to the church where Jesus Christ is. This is day of the love month, but you know, when you have Jesus Christ, but we should show love for all mankind, right? We should show love for each and every one of our loved ones, our family members, and even our neighbors and our enemies. Wow, that's tough right there. That is very tough. But this is what we're going to do, right? And so, before we get started, and today is our Youth Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and mute the lines here.
Yes.
And so our devotion will come from our children this morning, and we'll start with a scripture from our youth. Amen. Give them a hand as they come.
Our scripture will be coming from the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and that we are ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures all generations.
Amen, amen. May the Lord bless the leaders here and doers of this holy word. Amen. Can we get a prayer, please?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Our Father, who art in heaven, I love you, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, honor, as we did us this day, our daily bread, forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptations.
Deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the glory, honor,
now
forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to thank our youth for giving our devotion this morning. Amen. Amen. Also, in recognition of Black History Month, we want to just read a little bit about Charles Richard Drew. Have anybody heard of Charles Richard Drew? Charles Richard Drew, born June 3rd, 1904, through April 1st, 1950, was an American surgeon and medical researcher who researched in the field of blood transfusions, developing improved techniques for blood storage and applied his expert knowledge to developing large-scale blood banks early in World War II. This allowed medics to save thousands of lives of the Allied forces. As the most African-American in the field, Drew protested against the practice of racial segregation and the donation of blood, as it is linked scientifically to the foundation, and resigned his position with the American Red Cross, which maintained the policy until 1950. So he was a pioneer with the American Cross blood bank, also the blood for Britain. And in 1941, Drew's distinction and his profession was recognized when he became the first African-American surgeon selected to serve as an examiner on the American Board of Surgery. All right, and that's our Black History pioneer for this morning, Dr. Charles Richard Drew. All right. Without further ado, before we continue and move up in our services, we just want to ask, is there anybody who might have a testimony this morning? We want to give you a couple of testimonies. You can just raise your hand so I can see you. I'll meet you at your phone. We want to give someone an opportunity just to share a testimony, about two or three testimonies. Come on, somebody. All right, Sister Kirby, you're on mute at this time. Can you unmute yourself?
Good morning, giving unto God, to Pastor Pritchett, to Lady P, and to the kids, and to my Kingdom Church family. I'm just grateful to be awakened by God this morning with my life, health, and strength. I'm so grateful that God has his arm of protection around us, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I've had three family members in the same family to die of COVID. Mm. The sister-in-law, the husband, sister, and niece passed away. Mm-hmm. When I say, Lord, keep death away, it's to him who he choose and what side of the family he gonna take them from. And that was three in that immediate family. Mm. Within days of each other, 47 years old, 68 and 71 or two. So it has no age. So I'm begging y'all, please wear your masks. Please do what is asked of you. If you want to live, you have a choice in this, to protect yourself. No matter what nobody else says, it's your choice to live. If you've asked God to forgive you for your sins and you prayed up and you're ready to go, okay, don't wear your mask. He'll take you. But this stuff is real out here, y'all.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Totally enough.
I talked to my cousin on Facebook, and I told her I was praying for her baby girl that they was going to put on a ventilator because she was the worst off. Well, the next day or two, they called and said the mama was gone that was asking for prayer for her baby.
Mm.
So you just never know. She thinking her daughter was going to leave her, and she left the daughter. So I'm so grateful today that when I ask God for something, he grants my wishes. He provides my needs. And I have to do with common sense what thus said the Lord, or what is that I need to do for protection. He give you common sense not to walk in front of a 18-wheeler. He give you common sense not to touch a hot electric wire. Common sense is to wear a mask. Bottom line, I don't know how else to explain it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I'm overwhelmed. And I prayed for the people that was in that horrific wreck. My God, it looked like something that we see on TV that they perform just for show. That was real life, y'all, out here on this ice. So let's just be thankful and continue to be blessed with God's goodness. I'm so grateful that he just provides for me. I don't ask for a whole lot. And when I say I bend over, I say, oh, Lord. And then I say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't need that right then. I didn't need you right here. Forgive me. When I call on you, it's going to be for emergency, for something right now to help me get through another day. But just to bend over and say it just because you're lazy and need to exercise, sometimes you don't need to call on him for that. So I'm just grateful this morning to be alive. I'm grateful to be able to communicate with my church family. This is awesome. I want to touch y'all. I want to hug y'all. But just to see your face and know that you're still here on top of the dirt is a pleasure. Have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Curtis. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Brother Duncan?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
Well,
happy Valentine's.
I don't really have a testimony, but just pray for me as I'm driving now in the snow, and I will be in the snow all day today, and all the way from Nebraska, all the way to St. Louis, and then back to the house. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning to see another day. Even though the weather's bad all over the United States, He's going to see us through it. And if you don't have to get out in it, don't not get out in it. I just want to thank for my church family, my immediate family. I'm just thankful to be alive once again, amen, to see another day.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Duncan. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right, can we get one more, please? One more. Sister Mama Pritchett.
I don't know how to unmute it.
You're okay, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'll try to be short, but I want to thank God for letting me get up another day.
Amen.
Might be in pain, but it's better pain than no pain. But I have a lot of a long testimony, but I won't give it all. I went to wound care Friday. I think my son sent everything. I went to wound care. The doctor walked in and looked at my leg. That's out of 7 wounds, I had 1. He walked in and looked at it, turned around and went out, said it's closed. So that was a big blessing for me to have 5 wounds on your chest and 2 on your leg. That was a lot. I still have to be careful. I thank God all day for my life, because I love seeing my family and my church family, and I just love the sunshine. It's so pretty outside now. That's a blessing in it by itself. But I just wanted to let y'all know that I am doing better. Some days I don't feel so good, but that's okay. Like everybody else, can't feel good all the time, but I am blessed. That's about all I have to say. I am blessed. I've been calling people, letting them know I'm still here.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for all the marvelous things He has done, is doing, and will continue to do in each and every one of our lives. Just keep trusting in Him and believe and know that what He will make a way, in spite of, no matter what it looks like. We know that God is sovereign, He's in control, and I'm so glad to say that He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen and amen. We're going to move on up a little bit higher. We got started just a few minutes late, but I ask that y'all would bear with me this morning. This morning is more of an informational sermon or teaching, if you will. And we ask that you would get some pen and paper and take notes. We have been building up to this day. What a coincidence. The 14th on Sunday, Valentine's Day. So we ask that you would take some good notes, and we'll post this for the recording as well. But we ask that you would please participate in our worship service as well. Amen? Amen. Amen. Without further ado, I want to call your attention to a couple of passages of scriptures. My first scripture will come from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 19. St. Matthew, chapter 19, beginning at verse 3. I'm going to read from verses 3 through 11, and I'm going to be reading the English Standard Version, and it reads St. Matthew chapter 19, beginning at verse 3. Everyone have it, give me a thumbs up. All right, all right, and all right. right. St. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3, it reads, and Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? He answered, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them who male and female? And said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. We're going to verse 6 now. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. They said to him, when then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away? He said to them, because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Somebody say, it was not so. It was not so.
It was not so.
Amen.
Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. The disciple said to him, if such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry. But he said to them, not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. All right. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. And it reads, wives, submit to your own husbands as to whom the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, we're at verse 22 now. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to whom the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. His body, it is himself, its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands, love your wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nurtures and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to whom? His wife. And the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Wait a minute. We're not through. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Beginning at verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. If you have it, give me a thumbs up. All right, all right. Now concerning the things whereof he wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, they say benevolence, and likewise the wife to her who? Husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by what? Agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so that Satan may not want to tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Now, as a concession, not a command, I say this. This is Paul speaking. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own what? Gift from God. One of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should what? Marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. This is the English Standard Version. To the married, I give this charge, not I, but the Lord. The wife should not separate from her husband, but if she does, she should remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and the husband should not divorce his wife. To the rest, I say, I, not the Lord, this is Paul again, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he should not, what? Divorce her. If any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he consents to live with her, she should what? Not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of who? His wife. Say it with me, somebody. And the unbelieving wife is made holy because of who? Her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so. In such cases, the brother or sister is not enslaved. God has called you to what? Peace. But how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all the churches. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
I had to read these scriptures to you because the topic that I want to use for as a subject today, remember, we're still dealing with the love connection in this month of February. But my subtopic is a different kind of love. A different kind of love. And guess what else? You cannot have it your way. A different kind of love, and you cannot have it your way.
Amen. It's not Burger King.
Amen. Amen. Somebody feel me. Somebody feel where I'm going. For the month of February, as I mentioned, that this is not only considered Black History Month. For some people, this is considered the month of what? Love. Got some chills. I got some chills right there. Anybody feel some chills? Got some little chills. Somebody said, I caught the ghost. I don't know what ghost it was, but I caught the ghost. It's okay. We can have a sense of humor. where some express their love through tangible items. Some express their love by purchasing products. A lot of times, it is with the intentions to continue to place a bandage over a damaged relationship or an argument or heated dispute that is still boiling over, but yet there has not been any reconciliation. We begin our Kingdom Word, Kingdom Living Bible study this month by informing you, don't let your heart get you in what? Trouble. And to respect yourself. It causes us to do what? A self-examination of ourselves and yourself. And before you can love anyone, you must what? Be able to love yourself. That's how I say respect yourself. Respect yourself. Okay. I see y'all with me. I see y'all. All right. Yeah, y'all got me. Y'all feel me. Respect yourself. But before you love yourself, you also must get to know God as your maker and your creator. Why? Because sometimes we can be out of bounds. Sometimes we can be out of pocket. Oh, yeah. We can be out of pocket. We talk on agape love. It is the concept of a self-loving or self-giving love that gives without demanding or expecting a repayment. It's that God kind of love. Remember, I talked about my wife asking me to borrow $100. Who, what, borrow what? Huh? Was mine is yours, was yours is mine. What you mean, I borrow? You're gonna pay me back for it. You owe me. Right? Huh? Fellas, your wife, that's you. Pay you back what? Agape love, concept of self-giving without demanding or expecting repayment. Then we talk on, are you connected to God? And how it is easy to backslide to the things our flesh wants because we are what? Distracted. When you are in love, you find a way to what? Stay connected. In tune and abreast with all facets of your significant other. Or whatever it is that you're in love with. For us to be intimate with God, we must what? Talk to him. How? Olivia said on the call the other day, she said, by praying. And know that my prayer or any other minister or pastor's prayer does not hold what? More weight and value than you praying yourself. Now, this morning, we want to deal with a different type of love and see what the Word of God has to say with it. Because as I said, some people, they want me to be the preacher, but don't want me to be the pastor. Don't try to correct nothing over here. And it ain't me correcting anything. It's the Holy Spirit talking to your heart, trying to convict and convert you, but some of us are being stubborn. Some of us are saying, not over here. Not at this address. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it tells us to preach the word of God in season and out of season, which means what? Be prepared whether you like it or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage the people in good teaching. So if I'm not teaching what thus says the word of God, then I'm not doing my job. I don't even know why y'all on the call. If I'm not teaching from this right here, God's holy word, I'm not doing my job. It's very clear that God's word has given us instructions on the divine institution of marriage, which is what? Sacred. It's a sacred ceremony where two people are no longer what? Two. But they are what? One. Coming together to forsaking all others until what? Death do you part. Meaning that this is a what? Lifelong commitment. when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that should be a lifelong what? Commitment. It should be. Marriage is more than a physical union. It's also a spiritual and emotional union.
Amen.
It's the relationship or institution between what? God and his church.
Yeah.
The first two scriptures of our text mirror after God in Genesis chapter 2 when he said, it is not good for what? A man to be alone. And then he said, I will make him a what? Help me for him. I told you, we've been working our way up to this one. Y'all, if y'all ain't been connected, we've got some love connection.
Amen.
So what God, he performed what the first surgery ever recorded, where he put Adam under anesthesia by causing him to what? Fall asleep into a deep sleep, and then he took what? The rib, which he made what? The woman from.
Amen.
The woman to Adam and said, this is what? Bone of my bone and what? Flesh of my flesh. And Adam named her, catch this, and Adam named her woman. Because she was what? Taken out of the man and was tailor-made just for who? Him. Tailor-made one. Woo!
Amen.
Thank you. Tailor-made just for him. Thank you, God, for you're so good that you were made my wife just for me. Mm-mm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Made my wife just for what? For me. Verses 24 through 25 in Genesis chapter 2. Then it says what? Therefore, again, here it is. Shall a man leave his father and mother and shall what? Cleave unto his wife. Stick like glue. And there shall be what? One flesh. Because it is imperative to note that a lot of marriages fail because Adam would not grow up. I don't know if y'all remember last year, I talked about Adam. Adam, where are you? Because Adam would not grow up. I'm hearing young men and men making excuses. They're not growing up. You cannot become what God intends for you to be if you're still on your mama's breast and your daddy's provision, if they're in the picture. Uh-oh.
Mm. Come on, Pastor, say that. Come on.
Uh-oh. I'm saying you cannot become what God intends for you to be if you're still on your mama's breast and your daddy's provision, if they're in the picture. Mama's still trying to run it and run you, which makes you a codependent on them. You cannot function and move in the direction where God wants you to go. You cannot align yourself with God's standards because of your mama still being a crutch. Uh-uh. Someone said, well, why can't get right? Can't get right. Because there are too many people in y'all business. Too many people in
yes, sir.
Learn how to keep your mouth closed and to love those loved ones, but also know how to what? Separate from them. Amen? Learn how to what? Keep your mouth closed.
Amen. Mm.
It's okay. Just close it up every once in a while. Let it get over. Right? Everybody just do this. It's okay. It's okay to practice that. Right? There are too many people in your business. Learn how to keep your mouth closed to your loved ones at times. You can begin to talk about how you are being mistreated or treated in the process as you are trying to get to know him or her, And then before you know it, you end up telling mom and dad about some stuff, and they're going to remember all of the bad things you informed them before you can mention any of the positive. Daddies, we back up. We back off until it gets to a point to where we just can't really stand it or tolerate it, to a point that if there is disrespect that our children are going through and they don't want to tolerate it, or they feel they cannot get out of the situation, then if asked upon, if it's just too much, then we'll kind of intervene in some way. But some of us tell mama everything, and once there's a bad taste in mama's mouth, she ready to go ham on them. Y'all okay if I say that? Mama ready to go ham on them, right? She ready to
not my baby.
Come on, cut somebody. All because you cannot communicate with each other. Mamas, we love you. We love you. But according to the word, you got to let them go. You cannot call yourself a man still playing the role of a boy.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I what? When I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Man, they ain't got time to play no games. For as what? For me and my house, we're going to who? Serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord. Amen.
Man, you cannot be the priest over your household still falling for what? People tricks. In our text in St. Matthew chapter 19 here, the Pharisees were attempting to test and challenge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ again, talking about, is it unlawful for a man to what? Divorce his wife for any cause. Oh, because you had an argument. Oh, lack of communication. Or because you put your foot down and it was ignored, or she stepped on it. You want a divorce with the quickness. Or she didn't wash the dishes when you could have gone over there and washed the dishes yourself. You wanted a divorce. Get out of here. Get out of here. You wanted a divorce because of that. I told you that you can't have it your way. Jesus said, because of your what? Hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Jesus said, whoever would divorce his wife except for sexual immorality or what? Fornication and marries another, what? Commits adultery. My wife and I, we agreed before we got married that the D word was not going to be in our vocabulary. The D word. Hold on, let me see if I can whisper it. Divorce. We said the D word was not going to be in our vocabulary. Why? Because it is so easy for people to give up. Anyone can love you when the skies are clear and when the sun is shining. And somebody said when we see the rainbow, but don't forget what the rainbow represents now. But can you love someone going through the storm? This is where you can learn each other, and if the person genuinely cares for you. You say you love me when we're what? On the up and up. But what about when we're low? Propecia and I, we've been married since August 2007. And my low as a man was in 2016. Brother Duncan and Brother Smith, 2016 was my lowest state as a man. I got to share this with you. It was my lowest state as a man. We had to dissolve our trucking business, and we had to file for bankruptcy. Praise God, we're no longer in that bankruptcy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I was upset as a husband because I told her whenever we were at a low point or in a need, let me find a way. Some of you fellas, y'all say that? Hey, don't go to mama. Let me figure this thing out. Let me pray to God. I don't need you to go here and go there and ask and here and ask and there. Let me, as a man, let me try to figure this thing out. Whew. I tell you, it was tough. I was trying to figure it out. I was proud to say that we didn't have to go to our parents and ask them because we said our vows before God and we meant it. Before this time, we didn't have to go and knock on mom and daddy's door and I need, we're in trouble. We didn't have to do that. We didn't have to knock on our parents' door and I was proud about that. But I didn't realize how my pride was too high. I didn't realize that my pride was too high. I was applying for jobs and nothing came through for 6 months, Brother Duncan. Nothing came through. I became a stay-at-home husband and father, unemployed. But guess what? Throughout the process, my wife still treated me as a king. Oh. My wife still treated me as a king every day. But guess what? I didn't take my frustration out on her by talking to her crazy, mistreating her, mental or physical abuse of her. I'm proud to say I never put my hands on any female. But do you not know that mental abuse is just as worse?
Tell her, Pastor. Amen. Yes, it is.
Abuse is just as worse. I heard amen. That mental abuse, man. Woo! That's heavy.
Mental and emotional. Amen. Yes. Preach it.
It's heavy. It's bad. Man, it's bad. I took the kids to daycare and school, and I made sure that the house was clean, that dinner was prepared, and when she got in from work, she got asleep. I turned up her ring off the phone so she wasn't disturbed. Man, I was on it. I was on it. She said amen back here. I don't know if y'all heard it. She said amen. I was on it. I was happy with my line. Okay, you didn't catch it. I was happy with my line. Some people say the grass is greener on the other side. No, you better watch out. Because sometimes it costs more to maintain it. And then sometimes you get over there and you realize that there's no grass. It's just a bunch of weeds. I was
come on now, you better say that.
I was happy with my lawn. Come on, somebody. I was happy. Which brings me to my first point. My first point is, let's try something different. Let's try something different. I'm almost finished. Stay with me. I know we got started a little late. But I tell you, the love connection has been building up to this. Let's try something different. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, it says what? A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. And also receives what? Favor from the Lord. I hope y'all are connecting these dots. A man who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor in the Lord. I said, let's try something different. It didn't say your mama, your daddy, your sister, uncle, big mama, granny, whoever. It says a man who finds a wife. This also goes with my point in number one, a man with purpose would never find a good thing in a bad atmosphere. A man with purpose would never find what? A good thing in a bad atmosphere or a bad environment. Men, you can't find a good thing in a bad environment. And I'm just gonna tell you that the way you found her, and you say that's her, that's the one. Know that there's gonna be some issues, there's gonna be some problems, there's gonna be some insecurities, because the way you found her in that bad environment, somebody's gonna be holding something over each other's head. Well, you knew when you got me, I was already with somebody.
See.
Amen. Amen.
The way you found her, watch out now. Single women, make sure you are in a good place. In order to find a woman, let me know that she has to be found.
Okay.
In order to find a woman, let me know that she has to be what? She has to be found. Why? Y'all remember hide and seek? This is the hide and seek with little kids. What is she? Eve, what are you hiding? Put your name there. What are you hiding? You should be in the heart of God. Hello, somebody. You should be in the heart of God.
Amen, amen.
This is where you as the woman become complete in God. This is why I say you don't need a man to complete you. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Because a man who does not have a purpose, who motives and intentions are not pure, are not welcome in the place where God is preparing a good thing.
Say that.
The man is not welcome when the motives and intentions are what? Not pure. You are not welcome in a good place where God is preparing a good thing. Man, you're not welcome. That's why in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, it says what? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her prices is far above rubies. Somebody stay with me. Y'all look, I don't think I was prepared for this one. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Okay, bring it to us.
Amen.
Women are just not, come on. Women are just giving it all up. No mystery, nothing to the imagination. Now, if you're going to let someone use you, watch this. If you're going to let someone use you, maybe God. If you're going to let anybody use you,
say that again. Amen.
Now, if the greatest diamonds, the most expensive jewels, diamonds, rubies, and pearls are buried and are hard to find, why can't you make that Negro get to search your heart by learning your dreams, goals, desires, aspirations first? If all that is hard to find, let him search your heart by learning who you are. We got people that just jumping and call themselves, they ain't really getting to know each other. They just lust to know each other. And then
say it.
When somebody forced them to marry, and they don't even have a clue what they're jumping into. I remember when my wife and we first got married, and there was an argument that we had, and I got so upset. I got so frustrated with her because I caught myself just trying to walk away, digress, woosah, and I felt like she just wouldn't let it alone. And for you know it, I threw a coffee table. It's one of them hard, heavy, steady coffee tables with the glass in the middle. I can share this. I'm telling you where we come from together. And I threw this coffee table. And I didn't know the consequences that she could have called the police on me just for doing that. But when I threw the coffee table, she looked at me and she said, "Oh, is this you? Is this who you are?" And when she said that, I said, wait a minute. My parents didn't raise me like this. But because I caught myself being frustrated, I let the devil take over for that brief moment. I caught myself being frustrated. Sometimes I had to, Brother Smith, you know the rapper 50 Cent, Brother Smith? You know 50 Cent? I would get in the truck and bang 50 Cent in the truck, Brother Duncan, like I was a hardcore rapper driving across the counter because I was so frustrated and realized, guess what, I had to turn right back around and deal with it. I've done that a few times. You're talking about walking away for some peace. I got in the car and let this music of expression, because this is what I feel like. But guess what? I had to go right back home. Baby, I'm sorry. Baby, when you're ready, I'm ready. Let's talk about this. Please forgive me. I had to turn right back around. Fellas, you got to deal with it. Deal with what? You.
Amen.
Women, you have to deal with you. Get to know Amen. Who you are. Get to know yourself.
Amen.
You have to do that. You must do that. She said, is this you? I said, oh, it cut me. Because I know it wasn't me. So we just read in the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 5, wives, submit yourselves unto who? Your own husband, as unto the Lord. The question is, how can you submit to someone who you have no respect for? How can you submit to someone you have no respect for? Mother Brown, Mother Patrick Brown, if you have that answer for me, please call me immediately after service. I need somebody to help me with this one. How can you submit to someone you have no respect for? You can't do it. You cannot do it. Which brings me to my second point. Let's try God's way. The first one was what? Let's try something different. Second, let's try God's way. Before verse 22, if you look at it in Ephesians chapter 5, before verse 22, right there in verse 21, it says something that a lot of men skip. And I'm going to call it out. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Submitting yourself one to another. We jump right to the next verse. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own. We miss over that verse 21. It's right there. Everybody see it? It's right there. Submitting to one another, it implies that we are what? All in line with the idea of being what? A team player under God's order of marriage. We're in line with each other as a team. Being a team player under God's divine order of marriage. Respect each other. Listen without over-talking each other. Man, remember, you can never win an argument with your wife when she's not. You can never win an argument. Know that. Man,
well, yeah.
I'm talking about your wife. I'm not talking about, I'm not dealing with girlfriends and all. I'm talking about your wife.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we can say women in general, but I'm talking about your wife. You can never win an argument. Know that. Guess what? Even when she's not talking, trust me, I know, you can never win that either. Even when she's not talking. I know. When she ain't talking, you can't win that either. Just pray about it. Have patience. Sit back, keep a level head. Don't act in your emotions. Don't act in your feelings. Just wait, be patient, and watch God work it out.
Amen. Won't he do it?
I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Can you hear me? I'm trying to help somebody. In verse 23, he is what the head. In verse 23 of Ephesians chapter 5,
yeah,
it talks about him what being what the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the what savior of the body. The husband is the head. I always share this because this was just clear as day to me that while we are what the head, men, God called us to be the head. I always say, remember that your wife is what the neck.
Hello. Connected to
you better understand.
Amen.
Before you Amen. Cross the street, I guarantee you. We're gonna look both ways. She's gonna make sure. Babe, did you consider? Babe, what about? But I don't think, but see, because of this, but you remember when she's gonna bring up, and it's gonna cause you to look both ways before you cross the street. Because when you do cross the street, guess what? You're not crossing the street by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
She's you, right? Y'all are attached.
Mm-hmm.
A package. So if you get hit, she get hit. Yeah. If we both get hit, the whole family get hit. And that's what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to attack the homes.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It comes in a marriage, but it's right here in the scripture. It tells you that what? That by divine order, just as Christ is what the head of the church, which is the bride of Christ, this is the model that he has given us as husband and wife of mankind. Anything outside of that is chaos. It's chaos. Anything outside of what God, divine order is what? Chaos. So, as we continue, it also says what? Husbands is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Now, let me say this. If y'all are in the bed and you hear a noise, women, and if your husband nudge you and look at you and tell you to go check it out, you got a problem.
Hey, for sure do.
If your husband, what was that? Go check it out. Now, I have asked my wife, I said, babe, did you hear something? Did you hear that? That's as far as I went. I just wanted to make sure that I heard that she heard the same thing I heard. But who gets up out the bed and go check it out?
You go, man. That's what you're supposed to do. Amen.
That's our job, man.
Amen.
You doing that? And then you go there, then you got problems. That's all I'm saying. We have what? Go check it out because we are what responsible. It is the man's job to what? Provide, protect, and prophesy. Somebody said this sounds like a counseling session this morning. Whatever it sounds like to him, it's the word
amen,
of God.
Amen.
And we got to
get
this month of what? The love connection. Now, verse 24, it says, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Does it really mean everything? Now, let's be clear. We read to you that this needs to be understood in the same way as we understand submission and other spheres are different. This is like submission within the military. When you join the Army and Air Force, you have to submit to those rules, regulations, and standards. But also know that within the marriage, for example, when Paul in Romans chapter 13, that the Christian must submit to the state, where we understand that there are what? There are some exceptions. There are some exceptions. Watch what I'm about to say. Don't take what I'm about to say out of context. Pastor told us that we need to get a divorce. Wait a minute. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Listen to me. Now, there are some exceptions to everything. It's right there, it says their own husbands and everything. What are the exceptions? When the husband asks or expects the wife to sin, she is free from her obligation to submit. The wife don't have to submit to a request to commit sin. Hello? Sin, you know, the three letters that God hates. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
The wife don't have to submit to that. You want me to commit sin? And you know what the word of God says? Mm-hmm. I'll say vice versa, goes both ways, husband and wife. Commit sin? Wait a minute. You know good and well, this is why God sent his son. But you want me to commit a sin? On some sins? Who? Also, when the husband is medically incapacitated or insane, she is free from her obligation to submit. The wife does not have to submit to the request a husband makes when he is what? Insane or medically incapacitated. Why? Because they don't have what? Good conscience and understanding. Right? Yeah, we're supposed to ask God for wisdom. He gives wisdom, you know, liberally, ask him for knowledge and understanding. But sometimes there are medical conditions that causes our mind to go.
Amen.
Right? Maybe some weird things and they'll sort of say things that just don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
Logically, ethically, scripturally, morally, mm-hmm. It just don't sound right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping y'all write this down. I'm just teaching.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the husband is physically abusive and endangers the safety of the wife or children, the wife is free from that obligation to submit. She doesn't have to submit to violence. She doesn't have to submit. Come on now.
Amen. That's right.
Going upside your head day after day, night after night, over some stuff that don't make no sense. And you just gonna take it? Mm-hmm. That's your prerogative. Don't get it.
You don't have to take it.
That's you. If you can handle the mental, that's you. That's between you and God. That's your problem. But a marriage is not supposed to be an abusive contract. You didn't sign Amen. Up for an abusive contract.
Amen.
Verbally, mm-mm. Physically, mentally, socially, economically, that doesn't mean you're not going to go through some trials and tribulations. You're going to go through some tests. Ain't no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some storms that's going to come up. And the thing is, are you going to weather the storm? If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Come on now. Let's be real. Violence? You didn't sign up for that. For better or for worse. It didn't say for better or for worse. Plus, you hitting me 10 times a day.
Amen. Oh,
husbands that go for you too. Some husbands nowadays are getting it just the same.
Yeah.
She's going upside your head too.
Yeah. Very yep. Aggressive.
By the grits.
Mm-hmm.
Skilling upside your head. See, some of y'all ain't ready for marriage. Some of y'all still got that in you. Get that switchblade out your mouth, remember? No.
Race plate.
Yeah, get it out your mouth. So, also, when the husband breaks the marriage, bound by adultery. A wife does not have to submit to her husband's adultery and just accept it. The wife is no longer bound to give him obedience in everything, in that aspect. She can divorce him. She is allowed to do so by scripture. The wife is entitled to do so because adultery, what? It breaks the unity. It breaks the relationship. They are now separate and no longer one. However, comma, if you can muster through it through prayer and supplication and communication with your spouse, listen to what I'm saying again. I'm not telling you get a divorce right then and there. And that's not what I'm saying. So what the saints say, to each his own, some of us can handle and tolerate a little bit more. Some of our love is pretty strong. But I'm just saying, don't be no fool. Don't be no fool.
Amen, and I wouldn't. Amen.
Don't be no fool. Amen. Don't be no fool. So if this act keep continuing, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You know, somebody said, you can change a person. No, you can't change nobody. Only the Holy Spirit can change someone.
Amen.
Now, that man feel that you are the right person, ain't no doubt about it. That man will move with the quickness and do what he needs to do. When I knew my wife was the one, in August of 2007, when we got married, before then, in 2006, we dated in September. 1 month, I proposed to her on Thanksgiving at my parents' house. I didn't have to wait. I knew it. I interviewed her, and she interviewed me. Interview. Yes, it was an interview. Throughout the process of our dating, it was an interview. Where are your folks from? Where are your family from? I heard you got some givers. I heard we got some givers. Y'all ain't connected. All right, praise God. Well, if they all connected, guess what? It's too late. You have to what? Get to know what you're getting involved with.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You got people that's waiting. Oh, we're going to wait a year, 2 years, and our engagement 3 years long. So that means, wait a minute, that means you are continuing to live in sin because you can't tell me that you ain't doing the hokey pokey. Whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying that we make our kids around and want to call it. You know what I'm talking about. When you are committing fornication, wait a minute, don't take my word for it. We almost finished. I hope y'all enjoyed this morning.
Yes, sir. Take your time. It's good.
Point three, live the life that God has assigned to you. Live the life that God has assigned to you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it tells us around about verse 16 that all scripture is what inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Live the life that God has assigned to you to do. So as we go back to what? Our scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Remember, I said you have to what? Live. Come on, somebody. Live the life.
Live the life that God has assigned to you.
Thank you. So that takes us to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now concerning the things wherefore you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. It said to what avoid what fornication. This is what you must do. Now, this is heavy. Because some of us say the flesh, what it wants, what it wants. Well, guess what? If you want to burn in hell, that's your problem. I'm just giving you scripture of what the word of God says. Don't put off. Because you talking about you want to wait 3 or 4 years out and you still committed this particular act. That means you're taking God's grace for granted.
Amen.
You're taking his grace for granted. His unmerited favor that we don't even deserve, you're taking it for granted.
Amen.
God will show you better than he can tell you. Because he told you, but you're not listening. You're not taking heed. A broad fornication, let every man have his own wife. Let the husband render unto his wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife had not power of her own body, but the husband likewise also, the husband had not power of his own body, but the wife. What is that saying? Don't deny each other. Unless there is a situation, unless there's a situation, might be a medical situation, it might be another situation, women, y'all know. Don't deny each other. Because the next verse, in verse 5, it says, what? Defraud ye not one the other, except it be what? Consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves a fasting and prayer. But then what? Come back together again so that Satan do not what? Tempt you. Defraud you not one to another, unless it's what? With consent. You're talking about don't sleep on the couch. Your own punishment. You're in time out. Get away from me. Leave me alone. My head. Stop it. Win it. I'm gonna tell you right now. I face my wife every day. The same way I looked at her when we first met is the same way I looked at her to this day. And sometimes she think I'll just be crazy. Sure, we're talking about, but what do you think about this? I'm gaining weight. I look like this. Wait a minute. What about this here? Please. That's all me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. This is all I got. And I'm happy. I'm satisfied.
Amen. Amen.
But some of us, we are doing too much. And then we open up the gates of hell to come in our home. And therefore, you know, they'll be talking about, well, you know, so-and-so on the job, they was trying to, you know, approach me the other day. I had to tell them. They didn't see my ring on. And then guess what? They saw my ring on that day, and they still came up to me. And so your mind started to have these thoughts of toxic mess because while we are what? Trying to set standards man's way and not God's way. That's why I said you got to do it God's way. Because when you leave what? Room to the devil, he's going to do what? He's going to come in. That's why I say, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to try. Oh, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because amen. You allowed him to do it.
Amen. If you let him, amen.
If you want to blame him or you want to blame her, well, that means you wasn't no good for me in the first place because you did such and such and such. Well, wait a minute. You're the one that set it up.
Well.
Stop playing games, people. Stop it. Do it God's way.
Amen.
It says, but if you do separate, let it what be for a time that you all have agreed to. Because guess what? Even though you are what one flesh, because you're married, you still go through some things. You still have to what? Get what? Make sure your heart, your mind is clear because sometimes it's a struggle. Being married is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for me to deal with her or for her to deal with me sometimes.
Amen. Right.
Oh, She said,
amen.
You got to work it. You got to work it. Amen. You got to work it.
You got to work every day.
Amen. Work and pray. Work and pray.
Every day.
Amen. Amen.
You can't be married to someone and you don't know yourself. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the sacrifice, the time, and the effort, because if you don't put the effort in, therefore you know it, you start tolerating each other. When you start tolerating each other, somebody's going to lose respect somewhere. And when you lose respect, guess what? You just about lost the marriage.
Amen.
I told my wife when we first got together, she made this point blank and clear to me. We were not going to cuss each other out. Because once you start doing that, see, people playing. That play will turn into, your real feelings. And therefore, you know, you're going to say something you can't take back. So don't even do it.
That's right.
That should even be a part of your vocabulary. We're going to deal
Amen.
With the problems that later on.
Yeah.
Because we are old and we're an adult. You can't nobody tell us nothing how to talk. I'm going to show you what the Bible says about that. But let your communication be good from day one. That way you have an understanding. I said, you got to do it with God's way. Because Satan, he's going to try you. But then Paul said, but I speak this by permission and not of a commandment, for I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man with his proper gift of God, one after this man and another after them. I say therefore to the unmarried widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Why? Because if you're single, you don't have to worry about the extra. And you can focus more on the kingdom of God. You can focus more on the ministry. You can focus more on what? Evangelizing, saving souls. Being a light for people to see. But when you're married, you're going to have some distractions. I tell you, when I go and open up my Bible, I tell you, but I'll be ready to say something. Wait a minute, people. Hey, come on now. Children, get out of my face. Don't upstand. Y'all know. Y'all see what time it is. I'm with my father. But sometimes what? We do have to what? Learn how to balance. You got to learn how to balance. I'm learning right now. Guess what? When the weather is good, our kids, they run track. They're starting to run track. We're trying to get them involved with something. And guess what? We're at the track field at 12 o'clock on Saturdays. There will be some Saturdays I might have to counsel a meeting for the church or something. But guess what? If y'all want to have a meeting, and if I tell y'all I'm going to the track meet, y'all meet me at the track field, and we can have our meetings. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm learning that you have to balance.
Amen.
In your marriage, in your children's relationship,
mm-hmm.
you have to.
Oh, yeah.
When I go to the desk, sometimes the kids, they walk by like, oh, no, daddy. Let's go this way. You have to learn how to balance. You have to. I hope that y'all are getting something out of this, because lastly but not least, it says in verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is what? Better to marry than to burn.
Amen.
We have to do it God's way.
Amen.
A different kind of love. You can't have it to it. You got to do it God's way. You have to what? Try something different according to scripture. You have to what? Try God's way. Live the life that God has assigned to you. It's not meant for everybody to be married. It's not meant for everybody to have children. But all of us know who we are. Right? You know you. So what does that say? Each his own. I'm just saying, according to the word of God, let's make sure that you're doing it God's way. We're talking about a love connection. the love connection for this month. And I hope that you have gotten something out of our word for today that you can take, that you can share with someone else. And if this is a challenge, I hope that you will pass the test. I pray that you will pass the test, because we share with you that what Jesus is coming back for his bride without a spot or a wrinkle. We gotta get them kinks out. We gotta get it out. And I'm also grateful and thankful for each and every one of you on this Valentine's Day. We love you. We love each and every one of you. And we hope that you feel God's presence in our word today and New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is the main attraction. Thank you all so very much. As we move up a little bit higher in our service, we're not through yet, but we're going to move up here.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
All
right, praise the Lord.
Business on the call, but we do say, want you to know that you're at the right place at the right time to receive a blessing from whom? From the Lord. Amen. From the Lord. Amen. At this time, I see that we have an address. We're all going to have a segment after the call, so I ask that you can just kind of hold the words for now. We want to go ahead and move on and close out and stop the recording, and then we'll have more about the segment. At this time, we're going to go to Scripture Second Corinthians chapter 9 for our tithes and our offerings. And I'd like to say thank each and every one of you for continuing to do what God requires you to do, which is what? Pay your tithes, give your tithes, give your offerings. And thank you all for those who are participating with your $8 a month pledge to the building fund. $8 a month pledge to the building fund. I ask that all of us, please, if we could do this. I don't know if y'all saw the band message that I posted this week, but I shared this with our Women Exalted Members Leadership Group on last Sunday. We are no longer taking dues. No auxiliary dues. I do not believe in money going home with nobody. In order for us to be good stewards of what God has given us and requires to do for the ministry and outreach, all funds go directly to the bank. I want y'all to know that. All funds go directly to the bank. And the way that we were accustomed to doing things, I advised our finance team that I had to kind of shake some things up. And they see my vision and goal with our finances, and we're doing a tremendous job. We're doing a tremendous job. At the rate that we were going, our building fund would be a lot low if I wasn't able to do some things and move some things around with our finance team and with their understanding. And because they have understood and I have that leeway, I'm happy to report that just in our building fund, we have a little bit over $3,300 in our building fund. But if I wasn't able to, what you say, shake some things around, it wouldn't look like that. So I'm asking if each of you also give the $80 to the building fund, I've calculated by all of our members, we should be able to obtain over $2,500 a month. So I'm saying this, and this is going to be on the air. I'm okay. I believe in transparency. But I want you to know we do have a general church fund that pay our bills, that pay whatever love offers that we give out. We also have our general savings account. We have our building fund account. And we have our youth and benevolence account. Somebody said that they wanted to do something for the youth. Know that if when you pay your tithes, offers, and your building fund, all of this is working everything out. So I don't believe it. And we asking y'all, as I said, we taxing you to say, hey, we need $10 in for dues. When we have a monthly, we'll have a budget, a quarterly budget for our auxiliaries. But if y'all will just do what we're asking you to do, we won't ask you for anything else. Okay? So I thank y'all so very much for your understanding, okay? Thank you for your understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 6, and it says, but this, I say, he will sow sparingly, shall reap also sparingly, and he will sow bountifully, shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a whom? A
cheerful giver.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word that went forth. Lord, we ask that you continue to hide our word in your heart so we may not sin against you, Father God. Lord, bless each of your times, office, and build upon contributions, Father God. Bless those that have desire to give, but cannot give. Lord, help all of our faith to increase our major faith, Father God. Lord, help us, Lord, to be more of your business, Father God. We thank you, Lord. And thank you for everyone that's on this call. Also, cannot be on this call. I seek recovery this, Father God, and this world, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do thank you, and ask these things in your daughter's
name. Thank you, Lord.
And ask y'all, Lord, I said, amen.
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 Okay, also, as we look at our calendar, and I want to say, please continue to check the band out each day and put some comments. And know that we have our Facebook page, we have our church YouTube channel. Put some comments, put some thumbs up. That's how we will bring more people, more unbelievers, so they can hear the word of God. If you don't share it, if you don't like it, nobody's going to see it. So let's make sure that we are out there on social media, looking up our church Facebook page, our church YouTube channel. Just type the church name in and it'll come right up, okay? On tomorrow, we will still have our New Kingdom Fellowship weekly prayer call. Well, you all enjoyed our prayer calls.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a blessing.
All right. On the 16th, yours truly will be 36. Oh, amen. I thank God for another year. Amen.
You'll be how young?
Yes, 36.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so very much. Also, this Wednesday, I'll give myself a day off.
Amen. Amen. We'll let you. Amen.
You.
Birthday present.
Thank you.
Amen.
I understand.
Thank you. So welcome.
All right. Also, on the 19th, happy birthday to Duncan. Kathy Carey. Happy birthday to them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Also, on the 20th, the Saturday at 9 o'clock, men, we will have our comic band on the steps. This is not a business call, this is what we just called.
What do you say?
There might be a coach, a mentor, an opportunity to our young man. But we just want to get caught up and see how our brothers are doing. This is not a scheduled meeting, it's just a place where we come and chat, all right? Also, I believe at 11 o'clock, Women Talk is our women's leadership group that we have is probably they'll be attending this Saturday. I want to say it's at 11 o'clock, okay? All right. On next Sunday, the 21st, that's what I want. Women, what exalted women, something special.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And our speaker for next Sunday is our very own Sister Darlene Kerman.
All right, amen.
Amen. Lord, be with her. Be with her, Lord.
Yes, yes. I told you, this is the opportunity where we want to hear the women from New Kingdom Fellowship Church.
Amen.
That God has given you a word or a testimony to share every third Sunday of the month. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be able to hear from you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you all so very much. Did I miss anything announcement wise? Or okay.
You covered it all. And I want to say early happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor. And everybody can join in later. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I heard my mom, she's trying to say something, she's on mute.
No, I said mama was trying to be first. It's all right. We know.
Mama, you're in my heart. You can know that. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so very much. And we hope that you have received something today. Please stay on the line briefly. Please stay on the line. Hold on, hold on. Please stay on the line. We're going to conclude with our benediction, and then I will start the recording, and then we can have more of a session, okay? So let's say thank you, everyone, for joining New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is
the main attraction.
Amen. Let me say thanks to Jesus Christ. The love of God is speaking to you on the Holy Spirit. Do it now. Until we meet again. Amen. Amen.
Amen.